You know, every time the Jews get attacked, it's almost like they get a holiday out of it. You remember what Haman did in the book of Esther? The Jews got a holiday out of that called Purim, or lots. You take what Antiochus Epiphanes did against the nation of Israel in the intertestamental period. The Jews got a holiday out of that called Hanukkah, or dedication, or lights. And what I'm trying to say is the scenario is already in place for an overwhelming coalition to come against Israel, and yet Israel miraculously survives. This has happened over and over again. It's almost like God is saying, you've seen the rehearsal. Are you ready for the main act? Because what happens to Israel is she has nobody to trust but God. Everybody has turned their back against them. Have you ever been at that place in your life where you say to the Lord, well, nothing else has worked out. I've got no one to trust but you. And you know that when you're in that place, God has you exactly where He wants you. That same scenario is about to happen to the nation of Israel. The world stage is being... Now, I don't know how much longer the stage setting will continue. I'm not a date setter, nor the son of a date setter. But it seems to me to be very obvious that God is moving His hand in history. Well, very quickly, let's conclude with 7 points of application. What does this mean to us living in the year 2017? Number one, prophecy is proof of divine inspiration. The fact that we're reading a book that reveals history ahead of time shows us that this book is inspired by God. I don't know of any other holy book that does this. Isaiah 48 and verse 3, God says, I declared the former things long ago, and they went forth from my mouth. I proclaimed them suddenly, and I acted, and they came to pass. Isaiah 48 and verse 5 says, therefore I declared them to you long ago before they took place, since I proclaimed them to you, so that you would not say, my idols have done them, and my graven and my molten images have commanded them. One of the great things to take away from this is all of this is proof that God wrote the Bible. Someone who knows the end from the beginning revealed these things. Number two, prophecy has a calming effect on the believer. Think about the unbeliever trying to analyze these things without the lens of God's Word. And yet we have the light of God's Word, and as we see history moving in the direction that God said it would move in, it calms us down, does it not? Reminds us that God is in control. Number three, we don't need to fear the rise of Islam. You know, in the Sugar Land area where I live, the Muslim population is just exploding, population-wise, numerically. It's easy to look at that and be gripped with fear. And yet what we learn from the Bible is we need not fear the rise of Islam. God has Islam under control. In fact, He has a whole blueprint in mind where He's going to bring down these nations dominated by Islamic doctrine. Something very important to understand is God doesn't hate Muslims. He wants to save Muslims. What He hates is the Islamic doctrine that enslaves them. Number four, this prophecy reminds us that God is faithful. Think about this. All of these millennia of disobedience by Israel, and yet in the end, God saves Israel. Why does God do that? Because He's a promise-keeping, covenant-keeping God. Now, personally, I'm very happy about that. Because if God is going to keep His promises to Israel, who else is He going to keep His promises to? To me. 2 Timothy 2 verse 13 says, if we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. In Christ, we are on a fast track to glory. We're going to get there because of the faithfulness of God. Number five, keep your eye on Israel. According to Ezekiel 38 and verse 12, Israel is living at the center of the world. Ezekiel 5 and verse 5, God says, I have set Jerusalem at the center of the nations. The words translated in these verses, center, is the word navel in Hebrew, or belly button, which is the center of the body. When God looks at the nation of Israel, He sees them as the centerpiece of everything that He's doing. To the world, Israel is just an irritation in the way of progress. But not so God. God looks at Israel as the centerpiece of divine activity. Look at what Blackstone wrote all the way back in, 1912, I believe. I'm sorry, 1908. He made this quote. This was before Israel ever became a nation again. He says, Israel is God's sundial. If anyone desires to know our place in God's chronology, our position in the great march of events, look at Israel. Israel is God's timepiece. Number six, support Israel. If God is for Israel and Satan is trying to destroy Israel, what side of the equation do you want to be on? You want to be on God's side or Satan's side? Psalm 122 and verse 6 says, pray for the peace of Sydney, Australia. Doesn't say that. That wouldn't be a bad idea, by the way. Pray for the peace of what? Jerusalem. Is that part of your prayer life? That's a biblical command. See, when you take a theological position against Israel, you're taking a side in the angelic conflict. When you vote for somebody that's anti-Israel, you're taking a side in the angelic conflict. And the opposite is true. We ought to be supporters of Israel. And then finally, this last one, and with this we're finished, we need to remember something, that we are living on borrowed time. God, if He is getting ready to wrap up His program with Israel in the events of the tribulation period, and the rapture of the church precedes the tribulation period, what does that mean? The rapture can't be far away. Personally, I'm not sure if I'm going to live out my full life expectancy. Maybe I will. But every single day of my life, I look at these things and I say, this could be the day. And if this could be the day, it changes the way I make choices, doesn't it? Regarding ministries, regarding evangelism, regarding investing my time in God's Word. Can I use another American example with Thanksgiving and Christmas? Will you indulge me? December 25th, Christmas time comes. The department stores put out the Christmas tree lights, Santa Claus, these kinds of things. And you look at that and you say, if the Christmas lights are coming out, Christmas must be near. But you know what else it means? Thanksgiving's coming even faster. Why is that? Because Thanksgiving occurs earlier on the calendar than Christmas. If God is clearly setting the stage for the tribulation period and the rapture of the church precedes the tribulation period, how far away can the rapture be? And it causes us to live our lives as if we may not see our full expectancy. So that is the Middle East meltdown, the five journalistic questions and 7 points of application. Shall we pray? Father, we're thankful for this conference and this group that wants to look into Your prophetic word. I pray, Father, that this would not just be information, but it would be transformation. You would use these things to help us live for You aggressively and boldly in these end times and these last days, making us aware of the times and seasons that we find ourselves in. If anybody is here, Lord, and they don't know You personally, I just ask right now that as Your Spirit places them under conviction of their need to trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that they would do so. They would exercise faith, trust, or reliance in Jesus Christ right there where they're seated. And they would have, in a moment, something only You can give them, peace with You and the assurance of their salvation. If that's something, Father, that people have more questions about, I ask that you would prompt them to talk to some of the conference organizers. And if that's something that people have done, I pray, Father, that you'll remind them that on the authority of the Word of God, through that simple act of faith, they've changed their eternal destiny. I pray you'll be with us as we eat lunch together and engage in a few more conference sessions together today and tomorrow. And I pray that you'll be with us in all of these things. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said, amen.